and of corruption. It represents corruption. It is mold, you know, in a form of bacteria that grows. Not that there's anything wrong with leaven per se as far as eating. Like Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they thought, oh, what does he mean? Watch out for leaven of bread? Because the Jews were always taking this unleavened bread at certain times. And he didn't want them to worry about the leaven of bread. It was the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees he had to watch out for. You know, in 1 Corinthians 5, you know, put ye out therefore the old leaven, verse 7, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, not with the old ways, not with the old traditions, not with the old doctrines, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Leaven is a picture of evil. It is a picture of corruption, of false doctrine, of traditions of men. It is a picture of things brought into the kingdom of God which alter it and pollute it. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. And what is it? It's the world. The world is there, right? You know, I mean, what I mean by it's the world, what I mean is the kingdom of heaven. When he says the kingdom of heaven is like, it means this is how the kingdom of heaven is coming. This is what the truth is concerning the kingdom. The kingdom becomes polluted. The king is rejected. The word of God is not heard. The things are not understood. It does not enter into their eyes. It does not enter into their minds. They are not converted. They are not healed. But rather, the unnatural growth, the unnatural ballooning of the bread by the action of the leaven. Oh, when you put, I'll tell you what, you ever have leavened bread versus unleavened? Ooh, that leavened bread is so much better. Ooh, so fluffy and good with that leaven in there. Ooh. And I'm being serious. I prefer leavened bread, don't you? The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Because it's more appealing to them, the leavened bread. The false doctrine is more appealing because it is catered to what man enjoys. But we are to have pure doctrine. There's nothing wrong with leaven, a yeast. And that's what leaven is, yeast. There's nothing wrong with it in the literal sense. But it's what it represents in the parable is the idea of corruption and of lies and of things that are not of the truth and pureness of the gospel. They get in there and they corrupt the whole thing. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. You know, she only took 3 measures. In 3 measures of meal, she took a tiny bit of leaven and worked it in, and the whole thing became leavened. And that's what happened to Christianity. The whole thing got corrupted. The whole thing? Well, pretty much. Just a few. Same thing with the seed. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like the mustard seed. It just, everything gets covered over. Everything gets blocked out. This thing becomes a giant tree. How can you contend with that? How can you contend with Babylon? I can't contend with it. How will the voice be heard if it not be sent? How will the sun reach the ground unless we cut down the tree? Unless we burn the leavened bread. What can be done to purge out the old leaven? Verse 34, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitudes in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. They thought the kingdom of heaven was going to be like this, he was going to come in and establish his kingdom, and it was going to rule the world. They thought, just like people interpret the mustard seed, it's going to take over everything. Yeah, the corruption takes over everything. The unnatural growth takes over everything. The tares come up, and they're all over the field. But at the harvest, God will sever the righteous from the wicked. You know, and look it. he goes away from, he goes into the house, away from them, away from the fat tree. I mean, look at the parable is of his ministry. He went out. He is you know, the Jesus is like this single seed falling to the ground, right? But then thousands of people are following him. It balloons into this gigantic tree, and the birds are nesting in it. You know, there's wicked things in it. It becomes so big that something that big in the earth cannot exist without corruption entering in. When they took up the baskets, he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Look at, I gave out so much bread. How much came back? How much excess there was? How much ballooning of it was there? How much could they not receive? They could not receive his word." You know, there were multitudes following him. That's a picture of this growth. It becomes a tree. But that doesn't mean it can hear. That doesn't mean it can understand. That doesn't mean it's converted. I'll tell you, this is what this means. Hey, Paul, you're off your rocker. No, this is what it means. These are the parables of Christ. They're all together in the same line of thinking. You people get off into other things, and it's not what he's teaching. He's teaching one thing. So he sent the multitudes away, and they asked him the explanation. We already went over the explanation. Let's go down to verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure, hid in a field, which when a man hath found, he hideth. And for joy thereof goeth and sells all he has, and buyeth the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. That's how precious the kingdom of God is. See, again, the perils of it getting huge, and going over all, and ballooning is negative. But here it's like something small, a treasure hid in a field, something hidden away that a man, you know, he finds it and he's like, this is so precious. I've got to give away everything I have so I can possess this because it's worth more than all of it combined. It is something hid, something, you know, secret. I will utter things kept secret from the foundations of the world, and man cannot receive it. Man cannot hear it. And the kingdom gets